AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is telling former White House counsel Don McGahn to defy a congressional subpoena. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports the president says he has the law on his side.
The White House is citing a legal opinion just issued by the Justice Department that finds Don McGahn would have immunity from testifying before Congress as a former close presidential advisor. Democrats want to hear from McGahn, a key figure in the special counsel's Russia probe, who outlined to Robert Mueller the ways in which President Trump sought to curtail the investigation.
The House Judiciary Committee wanted McGahn to testify by tomorrow. Democrats in Congress are accusing the president and Attorney General William Barr of trying to stonewall and block Congress from carrying out its oversight duties. An update on the story of a transgender woman whose beating in front of a crowd in Texas last month was captured on video.
Officers found the complainant lying face down in the street, deceased from homicidal violence.
Dallas Police Major Vincent Weddington says Malaysia Booker was 23. No suspect has been identified in Dallas. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot addressed violence in her city during her inaugural speech.
There is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace in our neighborhoods. We will develop a new proactive strategy in partnership with the communities hardest hit by the scourge of gun violence.
Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female and openly gay mayor. The government says a 16-year-old boy from Guatemala died at a Border Patrol station in South Texas, the fifth death of a migrant child apprehended by border agents since December. The numbers are in on Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones finale brought in 19.3 million viewers, making it the most viewed episode ever on HBO. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials finished down 83 points. This is AP Radio News. The Eiffel Tower is closed and someone has been climbing it.
The Paris Monuments media office says the unidentified individual tried to climb up the tourist attraction during the afternoon, but it wasn't clear how high the trespasser managed to get. Then a team of firefighters, including a climbing specialist, arrived at the tower and got in touch with the climber, whose motivations remain unclear. It's not the first time a daredevil has attempted the feat. In 2015, British freerunner James Kingston climbed the edifice without safety ropes and without permission, dodging security cameras as he went. I'm Charles Siledesma.
Pro-Brexit British politician Nigel Farage was attacked while campaigning. A milkshake was thrown at him. A man was arrested on suspicion of assault. Milkshakes have become an unlikely political weapon in Britain. Other right-wing candidates have been splattered with milkshakes during the election campaign. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.